It was an historic day yesterday, and the Pope in Canada, Pope in Alberta, and he delivered an apology. And I want to play it for you because if you're Catholic, if you're Indigenous, or if you're neither of the two, but want this country to go to a better place, this mattered. Here's the Pope.
I'm here because the first step of my penitential pilgrimage among you is that of again asking forgiveness, of telling you once more that I am deeply sorry.
That mattered, but he said he was sorry. Good. But he said many Christians supported the colonization mentality of the powers that oppress. Not just many Christians, the church as an institution. And he said the overall effects of the policies were catastrophic. Yes, he demanded an investigation. We've had an investigation. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission, 7,000 people testified. Were his words enough? I'm not trying to undermine them. My question is it enough? Were they lawyered? Let's get reaction from the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, Roseanne Archibald. National Chief, these are powerful moments. These are historic moments. Thank you for joining us as the Pope is in the midst of a mass in Edmonton right now. What were your reaction to yesterday's moment?
I just hearing the tail end of what you said, Evan, I agree with you. The apology has raised different kinds of questions. First of all, it wasn't on behalf of the Catholic Church. It was specifically the evils done by Christians and supporting the colonization assimilation process.
He said members of the church, National Chief. He didn't say the church. He said members of the church. Those were his words.
Yeah. And so, you know, that to me is not a full apology. And I've been asked this question a few times, whether this has to do with legal advice that he's getting, and whether that's why he's not offering a full apology on behalf of the Catholic Church itself. But we're debating this as well. He hasn't actually met the full TRC call to Action 58 because Call to Action 58 actually says specifically, speaks to the role of the Catholic Church in this process, in the assimilation and genocide, in those institutions of assimilation and genocide. And so he's kind of partially met it in terms of coming to Turtle Island and offering an apology. I am deeply sorry. I am sorry. Those are words for certain of somebody who is apologizing, but he's not really fully meeting TRC Call to Action 58, which is a disappointment. And at the same time, those words, I was there, and those words meant something to survivors that were physically present. I saw many people weeping, such an overwhelming emotional moment for so many survivors that were there. And so it was significant. At the same time, you know, it's not quite fully what we require in terms of moving forward on the healing path forward, particularly.
Speaking to the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, who was there witnessing in Alberta what the Pope said yesterday, Chief Roseanne Archibald, I'm going to read you these words, National Chief. Here's what he said, because I think it's very, very key. He says here, I ask for forgiveness, which you talked about. He says this, though, I ask for forgiveness in particular for the ways in which many members of the church and religious communities cooperated, not least through their indifference, and projects of cultural destruction and forced assimilation promoted by the governments of the time. He says, okay. And then he says that he wants an investigation. He said, this is an important step. The next important part of this process will be to conduct a serious investigation into the facts of what took place. the TRC's already done this. So what do you make of the fact that he didn't talk about the church? He didn't, you know, when he talks about the colonizing mentality, that was, of course, legitimized by the church's doctrine of discovery 500 years ago. And now he wants an investigation. I thought that already been done. So I just want your reaction to that, National Chief.
Well, we have been calling for an actual independent investigation from somebody outside of Canada. Because, you know, Canada can't investigate itself, and neither can the church. And so there is still a need for an independent investigation into the thousands and thousands of deaths of our children in these institutions. And so I was confused by that because I was wondering, is he supporting our call for an independent investigation? Or is he talking about a new investigation specifically against the Catholic members of the Catholic Church? Because the TRC itself is not an investigation. The TRC, the commission was tasked with certain specific things that they were going to, you know, produce a document, look into all these matters, give a space for survivors to give their testimonies. But it was not an investigation. The TRC is a commission. And so I don't want people to think that there has been any kind of investigation into the deaths of our children in these institutions. So we definitely need to get there. And there are questions that he has to answer in relation to that statement. And the Vatican has to answer in relation to that statement. And I cannot obviously speak on behalf of what they're thinking.
Speaking of the National Chief, so National Chief Roseanne Archibald, what needs to happen now? The Pope is still here. It's an important apology. It's not, in your view, a complete... What would you like to see happen now?
This visit in Moscow, Chief, that I attended was the first. And so he has Iqaluit, excuse me, Evan, he has Iqaluit and Quebec City still where there will be First Nations, Inuit, and Métis people attending. So he has the opportunity to amend his speech, to, you know, speak to whoever, you know, he has to speak to within the Vatican organization about refining that apology and making it, first of all, truly reach TRC Call to Action 58. But he also has to rescind the doctrine of discovery, revoke it. We've been asking for that for generations. There's the matter of the full release of all records of these institutions that were run by the church. We need those records to begin to identify the children who were lost, who went missing, who died. We don't have full records on that. And so the church has to release their records. There are a number of things. The issue around the church getting out of their portion of the settlement agreement has to also be addressed properly. And there are reparations that we've asked for in relation to sacred items being returned to communities. We've asked for reparations in terms of diocese lands and churches being returned fully to the First Nations territories upon where they reside. There are a number of next steps. And one of the things I did appreciate, though, was he said that this was the first step, that there were more actions that needed to be done. And so what we need to hear before the Pope leaves Turtle Island is to say, you know, my first speech, I talked about some of the next steps and perhaps, again, revising and updating the speech to say, here are some of the next steps that we see, and to have that information released to us.
National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, Roseanne Archibald, I know how critical your time is at this important moment. Thanks for speaking to us across the country, National Chief. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Evan. Take care.
That is the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations.